Paul Snowden sitting here with the Snowden Camp and the runner today in the Ramorny Handicap. He joins me now. Good morning, Paul.
Sean, how are you going?
Oh, well, thank you. I've got two things. How many runners have you had at Grafton before, and how many ridden by Robert Thompson?
Yeah, I've just taken a few up there in the last few years recently, and he's had some good success. So, we've got veteran of Robbie Thompson on, which he certainly knows his way around the track.
Well, he's fresh from the Jungle Juice Cup yesterday. What an amazing effort.
Yeah, he's got a tremendous... I think it was his 11th win today, and I think he's going for 5 in this race today. So he might make it a very enjoyable couple of days for him.
Well, the horse you're taking up for the Ramorny, by gee, its form's been terrific. It ran 8th the other day at Doomben, but prior to that, it just strung them together for you, Paul.
Yeah, she did. She certainly come on this preparation. She had a couple of good wins in listed grade straight away up north, and we obviously got caught a little bit deep the last run up in Brisbane, and she was 3 deep, no cover, and she just found one in the last little bit, so still a great effort. It's been great form out of the race. There's been plenty of winners that have come out behind us, so off the back of a good freshen up, she's in a good spot at the moment.
That day at Doomben, the other day, she tended to get back a little further. Was that brought about by the fact she was trapped wide?
Trying to slide in to get a positive, yeah. Sean, and just didn't eventuate, and she was just stuck out in the limb. But I know today it's a little bit stormy, and so...
You'll come out of 10 today, won't you? Oops, I think we might have lost Paul there, unfortunately. I think our line's dropped out there, yeah, but Paul Snowden and Peter Snowden, good old the looks in, and Robert Thompson on board there today. It's one of the main chances, and probably go around close to favourite, I would imagine, today in the Ramorny Handicap here at Grafton. It's drawn barrier 11, but of course with the emergencies not getting a run, Wazishan comes out, and that's come out of 6 there. Now, Paul, are you still there?
Right on me.
Ah, we've got you back there now. Now, you've got a few at Canterbury today as well.
Yeah, we've got 5 going around there, so, look, there's no standout there. They're nice horses. They're probably ones for later on and next preparation, but they've certainly got their fair share of ability.
Thud in the 5th. Looks like it's got a fair bit of upside.
Yeah, she does. She won really well fresh, and she made a sustained run last start, which probably doesn't suit her, but... hopefully there's some good speed generated early in this race, and she can sort of get the sort of run she did first up, and if she can do so, she's certainly going to be in the money.
All right, another, you got a couple there that are lightly raced, but in the 3rd, at the toppy there, I'm not sure. Looks like this could be almost its race.
Yeah, look, we're tossing up whether to run the horse on Saturday, but we're definitely going to get a better track today. Just didn't... over an inch there this morning of rain, so it's definitely going to be in the heavy range on Saturday. It's not going to dry out too well, so we've chose to run today even though we've drawn bad, but hopefully we can begin well and put him up on speed. And look, he's got some good solid midweek form around him.
All right, terrific. Well, Paul, good luck today. Good luck in the Ramorny too with I've Got the Looks and R. Thompson on board.
Appreciate it, Sean. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Paul Snowden there. John O'Shea is sending Barbed up with Christian Reith for the Ramorny. Morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Shawnee. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, mate. Have you had the runners in the Ramorny before?
I don't think so, mate. Not that I can remember.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so. Barbed had a run the other day first up.
Look, he got a wet track and a bad gate, and, both things weren't to his liking. I think he was okay, but... I'd disregard that and go back with his trial last week, and the fact that he's a lot more effective on top of the ground and from a soft draw looks to get a good run.
It's interesting, John, when you trial, it was actually a heavy track and he went well in it.
Yeah, no, he did, but his form on wet ground's frightful, Sean. And,
yeah.
That's probably just indicative of how well he's going. We're very happy with where he's at. He's in greater form. He's in as good a form as what he was during the summer. And this is a race that we've targeted for him, this preparation, and we couldn't be happy with the way he's going.
Well, John, just looking at today, the track is absolutely magnificent. And I suppose good tracks attract good trainers with good horses, don't they?
Well, from point of view of training in Sydney, we'll go anywhere at the moment to get a bit of firmer ground and, you know, the opportunity to support the Grafton Race Club, something that we felt strongly about. And, try to identify a few horses that will be competitive over the carnival, and they turned up there today in good order.
All right, yeah, you've got another one there as well today. You've got Hexagonal going around, and it's top weight in the fifth. It's got to shake the life out of that.
Yeah, look, she'll run well. I mean, the only thing for her, Sean, is that she's just coming back a little bit in trip, and I'm pretty adamant that, you know, the best way for her to be most effective is to be nice and positive on her, the way you ride her. So there is a little bit of speed in the race, and she probably won't have the luxury of leading, but, yeah, look, we're happy with her. She's arrived in good order, and yeah, she got a little win under her belt the other day, and she'll be strong.
Now, John, you've got a couple going around at Canterbury today as well. Hanukkah in race two and Heroism in the third.
Yeah, oh, Hanukkah was probably a little disappointing on face value the other day on the heavy ground. But I thought, you know, slightly firmer ground, a good draw, blinkers on, she might be able to replicate a good trial form. So I'd probably be a little bit forgiving of her first up run. Her work's been good. And we've been really happy with Heroism. You know, the step 1200 should suit him. He gets a beautiful draw, which I think is going to be very important today with Riley at 8. And, you know, look, he's most effective on wet ground. If it dried out a little bit more there, it's probably not going to help him too much, but he's a fit racehorse going well and in good order.
All right, terrific, John. And as I said, the pool, what a great effort, Robert Thompson yesterday. 11 Jungle Juice Cups, that's incredible.
Mate, Robert Thompson's record blot is something to be very proud of, and not only is he a great jockey and got a tremendous record, but he's a fantastic fella, and you know, he's universally accepted as one of the nice guys in the racing industry.
Yeah. John, good to catch up. Good luck today, and it's great to see good trainers supporting the meeting here at Grafton too for the Ramorty. Good luck.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, mate. John O'Shea there with Barb today in the Ramorty, and he's got Hexagonal going around in the fifth today over 1,100 metres. It's good to see the trainers come up. Now, Tegan Harrison is heading here today as well. Morning, Tegan. How are you?
Yeah, good, Sean. How are you this morning?
Fighting fit, thank you. For somebody who got to bed early last night and behaved, see?
Sorry, I missed that.
Well, I said for somebody who went to bed early and behaved last night. And that's my story.
Correct.
Now, Tegan, you got a nice ride today in the Ramorty, and Rocket to Glory, even though it's at double-figure odds, its form is pretty good.
Yeah, look, he's a very consistent horse. He always tries his best, and he's pretty straightforward. He gets out and leads, and it's a bit of catch me if you can. He sets a high cruising speed, and he kicks off that and proves very hard to catch in most of his races. So I'm hoping that's the story here today at Grafton.
Yeah, well, you know he's going to run the 1,200 out. The track today looks absolutely beautiful. It's a good four, and we know where you're going to be swinging for home, don't we?
That's right, in front, and hopefully still in front and on the line.
With a grin from ear to ear, hopefully.
That's right.
Now, you've got a couple of other nice rides. Classroom Destiny in the first. First up, Miss Bell, do you know much about it?
No, I don't. I picked the ride up at acceptances, and I had a bit of a look at its form, and I was happy with what I've seen. Generally, them horses coming down here with that Sydney form is strong form. So I'm hoping that we're a good chance in that race today.
All right, you're riding one for Anthony Honus in the fifth, Happy Shoppo, and with this hit form, it's pretty smart.
That's right. I think his horses are all firing at the moment too, Anthony. I rode a winner for him there on Sunday, and he told me I'm on the better one of the two in that race, so we'll see today.
Now, you picked up a lovely ride in the Grafton Guineas today for Gay Waterhouse, Meteor Storm. You've got to shake the life out of this.
Lucky Meteor.
Meteor Storm in race six, the Grafton Guineas.
I just can't hear properly.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, got
Hello?
Me now?
Yep.
Yeah, Meteor Storm in the Grafton Guineas. You got to shake the life out of that.
It'll obviously, for Gay to be bringing the horses down here in the Guineas, it'll definitely be a chance. I've seen it's raced in a benchmark 65 there last start and was only beaten three. It does step up in grade today, but if anyone can do it, a gay waterhorse-trained horse can.
Yep, and then you wrap up the day with the Man of Persia in the last. It's going to be an each-way chance, even though it's a bit of odds.
Yeah, he seems to always finish his races off well, that horse. I have ridden him once before here a long time ago, and I was quite surprised that he was picking up quite strong to the line, but it was all a bit too late. So hopefully we can time that run better today and get in front at the right time.
All right. Which would be your pick? Well, your pick, I suppose, would have to be Rocket to Glory, I'd imagine, in the Ramorny, would it?
Well, he's been a very good horse to me, Rocket to Glory. He's I've won, I think, 3 or 4 races on him now, so it'd be brilliant to win for him. But also, I'd love to strike a winner for Gay Waterhouse in the Guineas and win the Guineas back-to-back would be brilliant.
That wouldn't do your career any harm, Tegan, would it?
Definitely not.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you very much for that, Sean.
Thanks, Tegan. Tegan Harrison there. Always great to catch up with her, and some nice rides today. Cassie Smith has got a couple of nice rides today as well, including Territory in the Ramorny Handicap. Hi, Cassie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, Territory, even though it's got a bit of odds about it, I think it's got a really good each-way chance today.
Yeah, definitely. And look, if he can find his best form and get back to the form he was racing in Sydney in his first up run, he'll definitely be a hope in it. Last up run was still a good run. He only got beaten 4 lengths and over 1,000, which probably really isn't suited for him, especially getting older. He's looking for the 1,200, 1,300, so today should suit.
Yeah, you notice when you look through his form, when he gets out over the 1,200, he tends to race a bit handier, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Look, that's the main key for me today is to get the horse to settle. He can race very fierce at times, so if I can get him to settle and get him to relax just in behind them somewhere, he should finish his race off well.
Drawn barrier 4, I suppose it is important to get him to settle if they come around you. You don't want to be in there with him reefing and pulling, do you?
No, you know, I think he'll be fine if he gets cover straight away, which from the 4 he should. But, yeah, look, I didn't have a worry with him last start, but he was in a very fast run race, so hopefully I can just put him to sleep in the early stages of the race.
All right. Now, you've picked up another ride in the 5th as well, Moolah Mist. Do you know much about it?
I don't know much about it. I know it was in the Born to Run Easy's race at Casino the other day, the horse I'm riding in race 4 for my father, and he won the race, so it was handy and sat in front of me that day. So don't really know much about it other than that, but if it can get out and bowl along up close, it might be a sneaky chance.
All right. Now, Born to Run Easy, you know a fair bit about it. Your dad trains it, and you won on the other day at Casino.
Yeah, his win was super the other day at Casino. He carried the 61.5. Today he drops to 54 and he's only in a class 2. So he won very convincing last start. Hopefully he doesn't have a bit of second up syndrome and he's still on the fresh side, not looking for the 1400, but he should run well with a drop in weight.
And of late we've seen helping out with the mounting yard comments with Gary Cleasy on Sky. She's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, she is doing a fantastic job. Keeps her busy while she's off, but keeps her informed too, so she still watching and knowing what's going on. So she'll be back soon, so looking forward to that.
Well, I've got to say, the two of you, I reckon you must do an enormous amount of form because by gee, you know it when you're interviewed.
Yeah, we do. We do. You know, you've got to do that sort of stuff to be competitive, and you got to know your stuff. You got to put in the hard yards.
Yeah, well, it stands out, and good luck today, Cassie. Let's hope there's at least one winner there for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cassie. Cassie Smith at 3 nice rides today here at Grafton. Now, Mark Hunter will join us in just 2 seconds. Other news overnight, the situation with the senior Australian Turf Club executive, Matt Rudolph, being hit with a show cause for allegedly hindering a steward's inquiry. He has to answer 4 possible breaches. His show course hearing next month. Now, I've spoken to Chief Steward Ray Murray and Chief Executive of Racing New South Wales, Peter Volandis. Neither are able to make a comment at this stage until the due process takes place. It's one of those legal situations where nothing can be said until this process is completed. So that's the way it is there. Now, Mark Hunter has got a winner for us today at the meeting at Bendigo. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Sean.
Looks like being a nice day there. Fine day and a good four, so you've got a good service and it's a good track.
Yeah, look, good four. It was soft 5, had some rain a couple of days ago, so they've done a treat to come up with a good 4. The track walker suggests you want to be 4 to 9 wide up the straight.
All right. Now, we'll go through today. The quaddy, what do you want to do first? The quaddy or your best bets?
Oh, we'll do the quaddy because the best bets are both involved in the quaddy, so we'll just run through them along the way.
Lovely. All right. So is the quaddy 6 through to 9?
Yep, race 6, so I'll go 13, 6, 8 and 3. This is one of my first best bets for the day here, number 13, Distraught. Ran first up. The jockey reported it didn't handle the soft track down there. It still ran second, got going strongly late behind Smoke and L. That's pretty much city form. We have got gate 1 here, but no one rides track patterns better than D Dunn, so just looking for him to get off the fence. Danger number 6, Barely a Scent, who's had a few runs back now and is ready to win. 8, My Obsession, was terrific first up when wide all the way. Hasn't raced for a little while. And 4th pick, number 3, Avanti, who just lasted last time, showed somewhat of a return to form. I still don't think it's going quite as well as it can, but pretty keen on 13 here. We just need to get off the fence from 6, 8 and 3.
All right, now the 7th event.
Race 7, I'll go 11, 9, 3 and 8. Number 11, Rhiann's Diamond. Never had the best of luck last start on the synthetic track. Drawn a little awkwardly. There's not a lot of speed in this race, so it'll just need some luck to slot in. But if the inside's off, it's going to blend in the right spot. To beat number 9, Monaro, it's your value runner. It's come back from a spell in terrific form. It will get back and just need some luck getting into the race, but it'll be very strong late. 3, Cool Attraction, better suited for the race, has got a chance. And 8, Tradiici, who looks to be pretty much the only leader. Ran okay first up, has got some hope. I think 11 and 9 are the main ones ahead of 3 and 8.
Okay, now the 8th event over the 1,500.
Race 8, this is my second best bet of the day here. Number 2, Haradaful, 2, 5, 1 and 13. Always liked Haradaful. It won at the end of its last campaign and just looked like it would go on to certainly make city grade. It ran first up on the synthetic, ran well. It's changed stables now to Kieran Maher. Again, we've got gate 1, which may be some concern, but we've got D. Oliver on board. Kieran Maher's absolutely flying. I haven't seen the horse at the jump outs. Hasn't raced for 5 weeks, so you'd assume it's all good to go. And it just looks too good for them. To beat number 5, Rebuilding, it's your value runner. It's flying. It was a good run 2 starts ago. Had no luck last time. It's good double-figure odds. Number 1, Soul Spirit, he's just a good, genuine 64-class horse. He'll be in the right part of the track, and he's ready to win. And 4th pick, number 13, Silent Man, who struggles to win, but I just find you've got to put Shane Fleedner's horses in everything when the races are at Bendigo. They do seem to go best there. 2, 5, 1 and 13.
Right, 2, 5, 1, 13. And the final event, race 9, Mark?
5, 13, 4 and 9 here. Sean, number 5, Lever Action. I think it's $21 or $26 at the moment. It's a horse. I had a lot of luck with this horse. I backed it one day at Mildura at the same odds, and I backed it at Sandown at the same odds. So hopefully lightning strikes again here. First up, it ran down the straight at Flemington at drew gate 1. The straight didn't suit it. It had no cover the whole way. Its head was going sideways. Just totally forget it ran there. It gets back to its right race. It races well at Bendigo. It's drawn wide, but it's got Lyndon Meech. It'll roll forward. Just need a little bit of luck early to slot in somewhere, and it's got a great chance to beat number 13, Excitement, who was good 2 starts ago at Flemington. Ridden way too close the other day and didn't fire. Back to its home track, back in distance, will improve. Number 4, Pacific Heights, who comes across from overseas. It's got some decent form over there. A recent trial over here, it was only against a maiden, and you certainly wouldn't call the trial impressive, but respect its form. And 4th pick, number 9, Grand Emperor, who's just missed a start at sale. He's become a costly horse. We'll give him one more chance. 5, 13, 4 and 9.
All right, of those, which two are the standouts?
The best, race 6, number 13, Sean Distraught, and race 8, number 2, Haradaful. They're the two best for the day.
All right, terrific. Good on you, mate.